Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is your host for today, Elohim, and we're here today with a very exciting message for you. This is the time of the month when we go through the things about the heart, because we really need to understand what's going on with our emotions and how we're feeling about things, because unless we learn to love each other, we're not going to be able to work together and nothing's going to get done. Families in turmoil, friends in turmoil. It's just one disaster after another between friends and family, okay? The day's topic is out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh, which is evil. Out of the treasures of the heart, we bring forth things that are good and bad things for us. You know, you will reap what you reap the benefits of every word you say, be it good or bad. And how do we break the law? Now, this is a topic. I've been listening to this topic for years. People talking about this topic. They talk about natural law. But very few people really understand what natural law actually is. And we're going to get into a little bit of that later on today, okay? Now, first, we got to talk about love, all right? We talk about love every show because I think it's so important. It's the most important thing that they push at you all day long because they do not want you to know what it is and how to use it. Once you learn how to use love, it changes dynamics of everything in your life. It changes your family dynamics. It changes everything. Okay? Now you say, well, we do a lot of ciphering from what Jesus said in the Bible. Sure, because he left some very powerful ciphers for us to determine how to judge and act accordingly to different things. Okay? Most people that are in the religions, they don't actually follow Jesus. Most people that are Christians and Baptists and Buddhists and whatever, no Baptists, but they don't actually follow Jesus. They following the teachers who are explaining what Jesus is saying, not actually emulating what Jesus actually did. The same thing with the followers of Muhammad. They're doing the same thing. Muhammad's doing one thing, and the ministers are saying something different, and they're following what the ministers are saying instead of what Muhammad actually did, you know? Because during his time, there was absolutely no wars between religions while he was here, okay, because he understood what was going on. And when the Christians, what they were called the Gnostics at first, now you can look this up, they were called the Gnostics, which means the knowers of truth. That's what they were called right after Jesus left, okay? And they had a certain principles, and there were no religious wars between the Gnostics and any other religious group because they understood the teachings of Jesus. His real name is Joshua ben Pandera, okay? You can look that up too. So they understood his teachings, okay? Now, the cipher that we're dealing with today, because we're dealing with the heart, I really want to get into the heart because the heart has a neural network in it. It remembers. It communicates with the mind. So there's a communication going on between you and your heart, and your heart gives off hormones, and these hormones affect your mood, how you feel, and what's going on based on what love is happening around you, how people are treating you, and if they're treating you in a way that makes you feel good, that lifts you up, and spiritually enhances what you're trying to do and to push you into another level, then your heart remembers these things and gives off a hormone that makes everything feel pretty good. And if they don't do that, then that's a whole nother different animal, you know. Then your mood changes, you don't feel good, you're upset, you know, all because the people around you don't know what love is because the industry spends millions of dollars to make sure that you don't know what it is. Oh, I fell in love with this girl, and you're falling around all over the place. You know, the feeling is not mutual. You fall in love with this guy, the feeling is not mutual, and they're not treating you out of love. And you have this very bad feeling, but you're still attracted to this person because of the way they look, because of different things. Sometimes it's not actually your fault, but you have to control yourself. Sometimes you run into somebody that you had a relationship with in another life, and it just something just clicks. You don't know what it is. They call it love at first sight. But there was an emotional experience with you and that person in another life. And that person's spiritual energy might not be to the point that they recognize who you are emotionally. So the feeling between the two is not the same. So you have to learn to control yourself when that happens, okay? If a person's not doing stuff to reciprocate what you're doing, then you have to back off. You know, you have to let it go because it will leave a scar. It will emotionally hurt you, or you get to the point that you emotionally hurt the other person. And that's not a good idea, okay? Now, also remember that when you first hook up with a person, you know, they look good, she look good, you look good, y'all look good to each other, and there's a vibe, and you hit it off right away, and you're taking out to dinner, you're cooking them food, you're being real nice to each other, you're buying flowers. You have to remember, that's the love. That's you sharing love with another person. Because everything that you're doing, because you're trying to get with that person, is making them feel good, and they love it. Sure, some people take advantage of that, but you ever hook up with a person, then 2 years down the road, you're wondering, who in the world is this person? Where did this person come from? This ain't the person I met. And you're so in tune with the person that you met that you're trying to hang on because of what you remember, but not who the person actually is. Because the games, they start playing games because they don't really know what love is. So when you hook up with a person, especially for the first time, make sure you talk to them about what love is. Make sure they get a good understanding from you what love is, so they'll know what, how you want to be treated and what's going on, because that's how you're going to treat them, okay? And that's very important. Now, in Matthew 12:34, it says, O generation of vipers, how can ye doing evil speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. We're talking about greed. You know what I'm saying? Now, there's an emotional, you get emotionally attached to things, to different objects and to different sweaters and different clothes, you know. Oh, this is my lucky this is my favorite so-and-so, so-and-so. Well, when you start getting emotionally attached to things, okay, it triggers a certain response in you, and you want more and more and more and more. You become greedy. The more things you have, the better you begin to feel because you become emotionally attached to these things, okay? That's why some people cannot miss an opportunity to go shop because it gives off an emotional response to them because they get attached to things. And this is something that we have to learn to control. We have to learn not to get attached to things, because once you start getting emotionally attached to things, once your heart builds up an emotional attachment to things, you get a response when they're shopping. Oh boy, let's go. Some females have over 100 pair of shoes in the house. They're never going to wear them. But it's an emotional attachment to collecting things, like collectors. They get emotional attached to collecting things. Some people collect money. Some people collect stamps. Some guys do it for the money. I understand that. But you have to be careful, because if you're not careful, you'll become greedy. That's why some guys can't deal with one female. Some females can't deal with one guy. So you never have a real solid relationship because you get attached to collecting people. And you become greedy. You become very, very greedy about it. And we actually kill over it because the greed gets so strong, okay? Now, it says that evil is someone, and this is not what it says, this is an explanation of evil, okay? This is a thought process. Evil is someone who forces their will on you. Now, it has a lot to do with natural law. We're going to get into that in a minute. Now, I don't make it complicated. I make it very simple so that we can understand what it is. So we're going to come back to that a little later on. But evil is when somebody forces their will on you. So you can tell if a person's evil because they're constantly forcing different things to take place. When the Europeans came here, they forced their will on the people that were here. This is an evil empire. Everything in this culture is done by evil. You have, if you have something on somebody that they don't want you to know, they call it blackmail. You know, you're forcing them to do something because you have information on them. Well, see, that's evil. Okay, that's why it's so terrible when a female get raped, because you're forcing your will. That's evil. Whenever you force your will on somebody, that's evil. Now, they talk about a thing called necessary evil. If you have a child and your child is doing something that you know is going to destroy this child, so you might force this child to change their direction. Now, no matter when you do it, it's still evil. But that's what they call necessary evil. You're forcing your will on the person to save their life, or to push them in a direction that's more beneficial to them. Okay, that's what they call unnecessary evil, but it's still evil whenever you force your will. So it'd be nice if you can get your children to understand more on what you're talking about. But if you're going to talk to the children, especially the teenagers, you have to go through the cartoons, because the cartoons are the back door to go through the programming that the society has set up to speak to the children without you knowing what they're doing. Children can't hear what you're saying because Now, you don't speak to them through the cartoons. And everything they're selling the children is coming through the cartoons, okay? The children don't understand, they don't know the nutrient value of Kellogg's cornflakes. But they like the cornflakes because they like Tony the Tiger. So they're going through the cartoons. We want this. We want this. They see Tony Tiger, and that's what they want. We want this. We want this. Make it sweet, and the children love it. They don't care what's in it as long as it's sweet, okay? But this is all part of the force matrix that they have set up to get things done, because this is an evil culture. You want something good done, like when they're shooting and hurting the children out there, you got to go out and pick it, you got to raise cane, you have to force them to acquiesce, to do what they're actually supposed to be doing all the time, okay? Now, now in Matthew 12:35, it says, a good man out of the good treasures of the heart bringing forth good things, okay? And an evil man out of the treasures of the heart bringing forth. Now, let's put our thought process on that, okay? What are the treasures of the heart? If you understand that love is the act that makes others feel good, and the treasures of the heart are the feelings and the emotions that the person accumulates on their journey through life. That's the treasures of the heart. Now, if you come from a family where they're acting out of love, then that child's going to have good emotions. The child's going to feel good. It's going to interact with other people real good, because everything that you're doing makes this child feel great, and this child has good emotions. Good emotions about life, good emotions about everything. So the child, more than likely, is going to do good. Okay? Now, if you're not the type of person that know what love is, you're bullying your child, you're manhandling your child, forcing your child to do this, forcing your child to do that, your child going to develop some pretty rough memories. And those memories become the child's treasure. And out of those memories, out of those feelings, out of those bad feelings, this child's going to do the same thing to somebody else. If you go to the schools and you see the bully, when you go to the parents' house, the parents are bullies too. The parents are giving this child this emotion, and the child is acting on this emotion because that's all the child knows. So you are definitely in control of the treasures of the heart of your children. You're also in control of the treasures of the heart of your family, treasures of your heart of your husband or your wife, girlfriend, boyfriend. You're in control of those treasures because you can help grow those treasures in a good manner. And this is what we have to practice. Now, everybody's talking about how are we going to get out of this mess that we're in as far as the black community is concerned. I use black because that's an even reference that everybody understands when I say black, okay? So how are we going to get out of this mess that we're in? If we use the ciphers that Yahshua Bedera, when he called Jesus, use the ciphers that he gave you. Watch what he did. Now, a lot of things they're saying about him, but that's not who he was. See, he wasn't no arrogant person trying to put himself above everybody. That's not the type of person that he was. You see what I'm saying? So if you emulate him, he was a humble man, very humble, and he related himself to the least of the people. See, if you've done anything to the least of my people, you've done it for me. Because that's who he associated himself with. Because that's how he saw who he was. He was with the people who were being persecuted, the people who were being beat up. That's why they didn't like him. Because that's who he came to rescue. He didn't come to rescue the guy at the top. He came to rescue the guy at the bottom. And they don't want you rescuing a guy at the bottom because that's the people that they're taking advantage of. That's the people that they're using to commit the crimes, and that's why the jails are filling up. Because the bankers in a neighborhood, once they take the money out of the neighborhood, then the people get into criminal activity because they need to survive. So they sell drugs or whatever they have to eat. You don't know what it's like. Maybe some of you do, okay? But to sit and watch your children hungry and you don't have food to put on the table, and they looking at you, you know, with them little sad eyes, you know, stomach growling and hungry, you know, and you're going to do whatever you have to do to take care of them babies. And that's what happened. And it's not the people who are robbing and stealing. It's not their fault. The bankers are sucking the money out of the neighborhood, and they're doing it on purpose. This is how they get certain things done. They need somebody to kill somebody for $1,000. You broke it. You got the skill. They give you that money. You can go knock somebody off. The children out here, they. If you watch the stories on television, the criminals are living large. They got these big fine houses with the big cars. They got all the girls and the guys running around with the gold chains. And you sitting here working your job, and your child barely had books to go to school, and the child's like, wait a minute, something's wrong with this picture. I want what they got. So if you want what they have, then you have to do what they're doing. And that's what's going on. So if you want a wonderful, beautiful family, grown up off love, reciprocity, and beauty, emulate Jesus in the Bible. Emulate Muhammad. Muhammad was a beautiful man. Check the teachings of Buddha out. Buddha was a wonderful person. You know what I mean? But they're not emulating these guys. They got you emulating. I don't know who they got you emulating. But they got you emulating all kinds of crazy people out here because they're coming from a leadership point of view. They don't want you going no place else because you're bringing ties to them, which Jesus was against. Jesus was against tithe. How do I know he was against tithing? Because he never did it. He never tithed nowhere. He never asked nobody for no tithe. He talked about charity. Who did the tithing? That was Moses coming to the Levites. So are they following Moses and with that law, or are they following the laws of Yahshua ben Bedera? See, Yahshua ben Bedera changed the whole thing around. You start talking about not taking tithes to the church, they're going to throw you out of the church. They're going to excommunicate you quick, you know? And you got the Catholics selling tickets to heaven. They're selling shares to go to heaven. Check the history out and check who they're actually following. You can tell who they're following by what they're doing. A man is known by the works that he does. Watch their works, and you can tell who they're following. And most of the people who say they're Christians, they're not following Jesus. They're not following Yahshua. I don't know who they're following, okay? So we're gonna keep on moving here, but I just wanted to certain if we're going to get out of the mess that we're in, certain things we're gonna have to do. Okay, now you were given some wonderful thoughts. You were given some wonderful things to do, and in the books, and the 1%, okay, who are using the books to suppress you, to conquer you, have convinced you, oh man, we can't, those books are crazy. I'm an atheist. There's no such thing as atheist. They're saying that they're atheists, but they can't be atheists. Oh, I don't believe in God. God is what brought you into existence. They didn't bring themselves into existence. If they don't believe in anything, believe in their mother. You know what I mean? You sure came out your mama's womb, so how can you be an atheist? That's what brought you into existence. If you don't believe in anything further than that, then stop at your mama. Stop at your papa. They're your gods. They're the ones that are responsible for you being in existence, so how could you be an atheist? They just don't understand what's going on. It's just, it's kind of like madness what's going on out here, you know? I know I'm getting a little bit off topic, but it's just, the whole thing is amazing. The Christians are getting trapped every day. They say, well, the earth wasn't done 6,000 years ago. It never said in the book that it was. It's a little trick that they're using to trap people who are trying to follow a righteous path. Okay, they're doing anything to get you off that righteous path because they don't want you doing good. Because if you do good, your children are going to do good. If your children do good, they can't trap you no more. That means you're not going to be out there drinking, smoking, all this crazy, lewd behavior. You're not going to be engaged in that. Look how much money they will lose if all of the religious people stop drinking. Oh, my goodness. If all of them follow Genesis in the Bible and stop eating that flesh. Okay? Look at the billion-dollar industries will have to shut down. So they don't want you doing what you're supposed to be doing. They want you doing things that will keep their pocket fat. Okay? And now, as we talk about the treasures of the heart, right? We're talking about being emotionally strong. you have to be emotionally strong to overcome some of the things that they're throwing at you, because you get emotionally attached to this stuff, especially when you're a child, okay? Like in Matthew 12:37, it said, "For by the words they shall be justified, by the words thou shall be justified, and by the words thou shall be condemned." Let's read what you sow. Everything you say out your mouth, okay, it's going to come back at you. Everything, whether it's good, if you're constantly talking about good, that's coming back. If you're constantly talking about bad, that's coming. That's how the universe works. It's reap what you sow. Now, there's a mental aspect to that, because what you're talking about is what you're thinking about. You got people that talk about football all day long, but they're never going to own a football team. They're never going to play, you know, and most of them don't gamble. So they're not going to make no money off a football team, and playing football, thinking in terms of football or basketball, is not going to enhance their family or put no food on the table. So why are they going through that? And they're bringing this kind of madness to them, to their house. They got T-shirts and everything, and it doesn't help the family at all. It doesn't help the mindset of the children. Unless you're training all your children to play football or basketball, then that's something different, because you push your children in that direction, and if they ever make the pros, then they're going to make that money, and everything's going to be fine, you know? But most people aren't going to make the pros. These children aren't going to turn pro. Very small percentage of the people actually turn pro. So you really have to be careful what you're saying. That's remind me of Brother Will I Am. He says it almost every week. Everything that you say is being recorded. Everything is going through Source, because you are a part of Source. You are an extension of Source. So everything that you do vibrates through Source. That's why I tell people, when you're talking about praying, your every thought is a prayer. If you want something to come to you, you got to think about it. You got to be about it. What you think about, you bring about. That's reap what you sow. It's been around for thousands of years. Now, the Europeans have just now started to sell it back to you, and they're calling it the secret and all this other kind of stuff. But you've had this information with you forever. It's been with you for thousands of years. But they have blocked you from your information because they don't want you to know no more. They do not want you to know who you are. They don't want you to know what's going on. So they tie you to a landmass. I'm an Egyptian. I'm an African. I'm a Cuban. I'm a Puerto Rican. I'm a Frenchman. I'm from Caucasus Mountains. None of that is who you are. The whole cosmos, everything out there belongs to you. Everything. That's who you are. Once you see that you're an extension of Source, not a creation of. This is why the translators of the book, some of the translations are just bad. You know, it's not the book's fault. It's the translator's fault. That's like 2,000 years from now. Two scholars come around and try to translate what these rappers are saying. Man, ain't no way in the world we'll be able to figure out what these rappers are talking about, because the rap language is changing from month to month. They don't, the same word today don't mean the same thing 5 months from now, because they change the language, because they don't want the parents to know what they're talking about. We used to do the same thing, have our little codes so the parents don't know what we're talking about. And that's what's going on with the translators of the scrolls, all right, that they're getting, trying to figure out what we're saying and what we're talking about. Your knowledge. We're talking about melanated black people. They got so many things out there that we don't even know what to call ourselves no more. In fact, I missed out on Max last week. Oh, what should we call ourselves? And this is what's going on. We don't even know who we are. We don't know what to call ourselves. We are definitely divine beings, okay? We're definitely extensions of Source. And the Bible calls us gods, because that's who you are. We're gods. That's who we actually are, okay? Now, we were given a sign. Are we almost at the break stage? So what I'm going to do, I'm going to be on time today. We're going to take a little break and get into a little commercial so that I can give a shout-out to the messengers who are on the airways every week, giving you what message they can to uplift you, to bring you back into your own, to tell you what's going on. Now, there's different levels to the messages, all right? But they're risking their lives to bring these messages to you. I'm telling you, because the 1%, once we get into law, you'll see what I'm talking about. The 1% definitely okay, don't want a lot of this messages coming out, and they put pressure on these people. You know, you might not see it, but the pressure is there. You know, and this is why I give them a shout out. The whole commercial takes about 3 minutes, so I take 3 minutes out of an hour just to just to acknowledge the brothers and sisters that are out there doing what they're doing. Okay, this is the Elohim Radio Show here every Sunday at 3 p.m. Fill up your time. Just give us a call. The number is 646-564-9888. Press 1 if you have a comment or you want to say something or you want to give us a shout out. We do not mention your name unless you want us to. We only mention the last 4 digits of your phone number. And if you have a company or a group or a church or anything else that you want to give a shout out to, you can give your number so that people can get back at you. If you have a comment, now remember, we do not debate the scriptures. They're thought processes. And the thought process you have, if you want to give us your thought process, we will accept it, okay? And we will accept it and we move on. I'm not going to comment on your thought process, okay? Unless I might need you to clarify a little bit so more people understand what you're saying. But we will not debate the scriptures. So wherever you live at, that's where you live at. And it's not on me to change where you live at. That's between you and Source. Okay, but if you want to give your thought process out, that's fine, because other people think like you, and they might want to know where you are, so y'all can get together and have a little chit-chat, okay? We released a Gospel CD, 911 Jesus Emergency, Jesus is Coming CD. The link is CD4/Elohim Christ 2. That's the number 2, so check it out. We ask ourselves, when is Jesus coming back? Well, how is he coming back? We believe he's coming back the same way he came the first time, through the goddess's womb. So you sisters out there, be mindful of what you're dumping, okay? If that child looks like it's going to come to term, that means that child has decided that it wants you for a parent. Now, if the child don't look like it's coming to term, don't get all bent out of shape. The child decided it didn't want to come in. It didn't want you to be his parent. So it's not really your fault whether the child comes in or not. It's up to the child. Although you can eat better and not lift heavy stuff, but you got to be mindful that the child is making the decision whether it wants you to be their parent or not, okay? So just be mindful of what you're dumping out there, because that child just might be the one to get us out of trouble and might be coming to save us. We don't know. And we think that the children are going to get us out of this mess. So we need those babies, okay? And brothers out there, you know, make sure you support these sisters with these babies coming in, because we need these babies, trust me, you know? And don't forget to check out my book, Tyrannical Scriptures Part 2, A Crisis Has Come. And for more information on the book, you can call TCCA at 215-294-0223. That's from 9 to 5. Now, the Will I Am Show comes on right after me every Sunday, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Central Time. The call-in number is 218-632-0460. The PIN number is 726-476-87#. And he has a heck of a show. Brother talks about everything. I mean, he's like a walking encyclopedia. So if you got some questions about anything, you can hit him up with it. And I like his thought process is pretty good. I'd like to give a shout-out to Horace Butler for his Black History book, When Rocks Cry Out. I like him because he understands our history and helps fill in the missing pieces. For instance, we were worried about how they called America America. Well, this was called the Americas before the Europeans even came here. And they attacked this America 5 times and got defeated before Christopher Columbus discovered a foothold. He discovered a soft spot. That's why they liked him so much. And he didn't come here with one ship. Finally, he came here with 3 ships, you know, and doing the damage that he did, he brought quite a few soldiers with him. And they were looking for a soft spot to break the back of the Americas, because they got defeated every time they came. France, when he attacked Haiti, okay, he didn't just fight Haiti. He fought the entire America, from Mexico all the way up, and they whipped his butt, okay? So it's a lot more to our history than what you might think, all right? I'm talking about Napoleon Bonaparte, okay? And Toussaint Louverture, he was the head of the whole thing. We had some pretty powerful strategists coming up during that time, okay? So if you want to get a chance, check these guys out and check out what's going on, especially Horace Butler. I think everybody needs to read that book, okay? I also like to give a shout out to the Legacy of a Nation. That whole show was hosted by Brother Mac and Son. It comes on every Saturday from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. at 6 p.m. Okay, they talk about Black history, health, economics, and politics. And the call-in number for that show is 347-677-1533. And I get quite a kick out of the show. Now, you might have to call in early because the show is popular. You might not be able to get in. I'd like to give a shout-out to the Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor. She comes on every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 10:30 p.m. The call-in number is 347-215-8044. You can also get her by her website at NikkiLoveWunam.com. That's W-N-O-M. That's Wunam. I had trouble spelling it myself. But that's the NikkiLoveWunam.com, okay? She's a spiritual advisor. She can give you spiritual reading, tell you what's going on in the future, and all that kind of stuff. She's pretty good. I like her. It's hard for me to stay awake at times because I'm in the bed at 9 o'clock, but she's really good. So give her a call. I would also have to give a shout out to the Black Cross Nurse Division 178 at 53rd and Gerard. Okay, that's headed by Basima Muhammad. That number is 215-796-0366. And so just give her a call if you want to know about nurses. And we do need some nurses because the doctors are killing us. Trust me, we got RBG Industries, 920 LLC. He makes designer clothes, buttons, and flags. So if you want a good tailor-made outfit or some flags or whatever you need, make little pins and stuff for your company and your outfit, just give them a call. That number is 609-638-5828. And I'd like to give a shout-out to Thomas Thornton, who writes under the name of Yesterday's Child. He has an old-school style out of Philadelphia. He has 6 CDs on the market. Just Google CD Babies and type in Yesterday's Child, or you can call Thomas Thornton himself for more information at 267-259-4077. I also like to give a shout-out to the Heaven Bound Gospel Singers, who have just released their new CD album called Reflections. For more information on that album and how to book the group, you can call Patrick at 215-47-1419. I've seen these guys throw down, and what a treat it was for me. So treat yourself. Go and check these guys out. I'd also like to give a shout-out to our resident naturopathic healers. These brothers work pretty hard to get their medical information to you. They're very knowledgeable. We have Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. And Dr. Bill, his number is 631-561-3864. So if you're sick and you're not feeling good, you know, give these guys a call. And they have so much information about naturopathic healing. Now, I also like to give a shout out to Dr. Sadie. They knocked him off, and they've knocked off they knocked off 9 different naturopathic healers over the last couple of years because they don't want to send for mail. They're these billion-dollar industries that these guys can actually shut down. People just listen to what these naturopathic doctors are saying, okay? That's why they're knocking them off. So these guys are risking their lives just being on the airwaves telling you what's going on because they do not want you to be cured of anything. They want you to become junkies. They want you to become their junkies using their pills, taking their stuff. That's what they want. Okay, now we got the so with the mics are open, and I'm gonna skip part of this, part of what I have for today, and I want to go right to the last segment. I was only going to spend a couple of seconds on this segment, but this is so important that I'm going to skip to and try to spend as much time as we can. We're running out of about 20 minutes here. We're talking about how do we break the law. Now, this is very important because this understanding will give you an understanding how everything works universally and everything else, okay? Try to remember this. I might do this again. I really am talking about this all the time. That's why I like this show. Now, the first thing we have to ask ourselves, what is law? Law is the measurement of energy in motion. Now, let's explain that. Everything in the cosmos is energy and motion. Now, in order to understand the energy and motion, you need mathematics. You can't have law without mathematics, and mathematics and law go the same. They're the same. Let's say I want to keep this on a conversational English level, okay, because it's easy to understand conversational English and academic English. If you have a baby and you have a ball, you roll the ball to the baby. There's no calculation whatsoever about you rolling a ball. And you say to the baby, oh, come on, roll the ball back, roll the ball back. And the baby rolls the ball back. The baby's not calculating the barometric pressure, how many pounds per square inch that's coming through the atmosphere, how much thrust you need to push behind the ball to make it go to 4 feet to get back to dad, and what angle that she needs to make sure that the ball don't curve or something. The baby's not calculating all that, because the baby is power that's putting energy in motion. That's what God does. The dad that rolled the ball to the baby, not doing a calculation, but the dad is putting the energy in motion. Now, let's say the ball comes to the dad, but the baby's not on the other end. Now, the dad got to figure out how that ball got there. Now, he brings in the law, because he's got to measure all this stuff. Now, he has to measure the how much pressure was on the ball when the ball hit him. That he know how much force was exerted on the ball, so you know how far the ball had to come to exert that much pressure when it bumped up against him. Now he's got to measure the pressure on the air pressure, how many pounds per square inch is coming on the air, so he can determine based on the angle of the ball, whether it comes from the south or the north, he'll know where the ball came from. Oh, that ball came from over there. Now he just measured the energy in motion. Now, let's take this to where we are today. Let's take it up a notch, okay? The 1%, they have an agenda, and they put energy in motion, all right? Anything that interferes with that energy that they put in motion is breaking the law, because when you block the energy in motion, you're interfering with the law of the person that put the energy in motion, okay? So let's say that let's use the election, for example. They have a process that they have put in motion. They put energy in motion, money, everything else. They have a process that they put in motion so that at a certain period of time, everybody's ready to go and vote in November. Now, if you do anything to block that energy in motion, you're breaking the law, because the law is the measurement of energy in motion, and they have measured the energy to do a certain thing at a certain time. So they make up little rules, so that if you do anything to interfere with the motion or the energy that they have put in motion, right, you're breaking the law, they have rules, you're going to go to jail, okay? Because they don't want you breaking their law. This is natural law. All guys, I'm talking about the animal kingdom too, use natural law. Before we go there, let's say this here. If, let's say you're traveling from Philadelphia to New York. You have measured it, you have planned it, and you've put the money, the resources behind it, and you put that energy in motion. You're on the way to New York. See, now the founding fathers knew what law was. That's why they said you have the right to travel, so that nobody can interfere, nobody can break your law, can break that energy once you put it in motion. That's natural law. God has the right in motion. That's what we do. That's who we are, okay? So now let's say you put energy in motion, but your energy in motion is going to block the other person's energy in motion. Now we're talking about force. My energy in motion, see, will you be able to block my energy in motion with your energy in motion? Now we need armies now, because here you come with your energy in motion and your agenda to take a certain land. And my agenda, I want to build this land up and fix it to do something. Your energy is in motion. My energy is in motion. Whoever has the best army and resources to protect their energy in motion to make sure that their law is completed will win. That's natural law. The cat chases the rat. Now, the rat put energy in motion to go get the cheese. The cat put energy in motion to catch the rat. Now, the rat don't have the resources to stop the cat. So the cat can break the law of the rat by taking the rat and eating it. See what I'm saying? So whenever you interfere with energy in motion, that's law. And if you break the energy in motion, you're breaking the law. Let's say somebody's going to buy a house. So they put energy in motion. They go to work every week and they're saving this money. They're putting energy in motion. And the agenda is at a certain amount of time, they will have enough resources to buy the house. Here you come to rob them. You're breaking their law. See, your energy and motion is to stop their energy. So you're breaking their law. Now, if they don't have a gun or something to protect themselves when they come in to stop you from breaking their law, you're gonna take their energy, and they got to start all over again, putting energy in motion with the law, measuring what they have to do to get back to where they were trying to go, okay? This is natural law. All animals are gods. All humans are gods. God can put energy in motion. Now, to give you an example why they say people are above the law, the owner of the football field, the owner of a football team, okay, he put the energy in motion for the team to do whatever it's going to do. But now when they have rules on the field for the football players, but those rules don't affect the owner because he put the energy in motion. So he's above the law. The law only pertains to the people that are acting on the energy that he put in motion. And the 1% have put energy in motion, and the laws don't apply to them because the laws only apply to us because we're acting on the energy that they put in motion. That's natural law. God has a right to put energy in motion. The founding fathers tried to protect that. But since we don't know what law is, we don't know when we're breaking the law. And we don't know that we have law. We have rights. They call them rights, but it's actually laws. We have laws to put our energy in motion. They have the right to put their energy in motion. It's all law. See, it's all this is natural law. And when you interfere with a person's energy that's in motion, you're breaking the natural law. Okay? Now, if you see that you're breaking, well, that's why they put up speed limits, because they don't want your natural law to interfere with somebody else's natural law. Because if you're traveling too fast and know you can't control the car, you're going to break somebody else's law. And they don't put energy in motion to go where they're going. You put energy in motion to go where you're going. So you're both under natural law that you have put in motion. And they don't want the two of you to interfere with each other. That's why they got more than one lane. They got three lanes so that everybody can put their energy in motion to do what they're trying to do to accomplish the goals that they're trying to accomplish. This is natural law. Now, I hear a lot of people go through the natural law, but they don't actually explain the law, because the law has to do with energy and motion. And energy and motion is determined by mathematics when we start to measure it. So law and motion go hand in hand. You can't have law. See what I'm saying? Law and mathematics go hand in hand. You can't have law without mathematics. And mathematics is law. See what I'm saying? This is some of the things that I am talking about, too. It's not like a show. So, but right now, because it's so important to understand why we're breaking the law of the 1% and why the 1% are breaking our law. Now, we have laws. They have laws. But they have the force to make their law work. We don't have the force to make our law. So they break our laws all day long. You know, shoot one of our children in the street. That's breaking our law. What do we do about it? We have to go to them, who's above the law, to get some remedy for our children? It don't work that way. See? When you send your child out, you're supposed to have the resources to protect that child, because that child is your energy in motion. And when you put energy in motion, you're supposed to have the resources to make sure that your law is not interfered. That child, my children are my law, and I don't want my law interfered with. And, I'm from Philadelphia. Everybody that know me, they will not mess with my children because they know I'm bringing the law. You see what I'm saying? So this is the kind of mindset you have to have. You have to understand what law is in order to know how you breaking the law. We break each other's law all the time and don't even realize that we're breaking the law, you know. But now that you know that the law is the measurement of energy and motion, so anytime somebody puts something in motion, they have measured it. They want to accomplish a certain thing in a certain time. And if you interfere with that, you are breaking their law. Now, the penalty for breaking a person's law, this is another thing that Will-I-Am gets into. That's why I like his show. Because he's telling you that when the police stop you, they do not have the right to interfere with your energy that's in motion when you're traveling. And when they stop you, you're supposed to have slips written up to charge them for what they have done, because they have broken the law, and you're supposed to they're supposed to be penalized for breaking your law. You see what I'm saying? But most of us don't know that. See, you don't know that you can lock up a police officer. You know, I mean, they got the guns and everything. You can try to lock them up because they're protecting their law, their energy and motion, they're protecting it, but you're not protecting it. But you have the legal right to actually arrest. You know, you can lock them up because the only ones that are legally binding on you is the sheriff's department. You didn't vote for the police. They're corporate police officers. They're locking you up they're making a citizen's arrest every time they lock you up. That's what they're doing, you know? Other than that, they don't have no jurisdiction or right to lock you up. They're corporate cops. See, the sheriff's department. Yankee's supposed to have the sheriff's department number when you travel. And when something goes wrong, you're supposed to call the sheriff. I mean, yo, sheriff, come on out here, man. These guys are harassing me. But we don't know that either. A lot of things we have to get into, but first it starts with understanding natural law. Natural law is when God put energy in motion. You're God's, and you have the right to put energy in motion without anybody interfering with that energy. If they interfere with the energy that they put in motion, they have broken the law, okay? They've broken your law. Now you have your law and somebody else's law, and who's going to protect the law? Oh, I see, we got a hand up. Let me start running my face. I've never been fired up this before, but okay, let me go to 5828. Okay, 5828, your mic is open. You have a comment or a statement you want to make?
Yes, sir. Race first. I mean, one God, one name, one destiny.
Yes, sir.
Just like to speak on this, you know. I think that's an excellent point that you're making today about the law and being able to be in position to address broken laws, you know. As you know, right now, we as a people might not know the law, but we are also in a situation where the power to defend that law, it's a lack. We lack it at this particular time, you know. As we become more knowledgeable of the value of knowing this law and knowing of our own law to be able to defend against it, especially for our children and our families laws are being broken because of the fact that, you know, the murders that's happening out here on these streets, and we're not applying our law when it comes to defending their death, and we must, as times as going on, especially with the political environment that's happening right now, we need to definitely start implementing our law. But it's going to take unity amongst the people and within our families and within our nation to be able to implement our laws and to address the laws that's being broken on us. You know, I appreciate the points you made, and I plan to hopefully follow through with all of this with other individuals who are interested in addressing these broken laws. So, thank you again for a great program. And
well, thank you very much for the comments. I appreciate it. And hopefully every Sunday we'll get into more and more about different things, and it will help each other on our journey. Okay, so we're going to move right along. I'm going to jump back in a little later on. We got about 8 minutes left. Now, I'm going to jump on just a couple of parts that I skipped over, right? I'm just going to do them briefly. In the Bible, the only sign that was given was Jonas in the whale. Now, we talk about the 3 days. That's 3,000 years. So when you figure this, when you go into this and you get into this, we have been, the European, the Caucasian, have started his journey close to 2,700 and something years ago, right? Which gives him 200 and something more years to go. And his culture is in decline. It's going to be declining for the next couple hundred years. Now, it's going to really get bad when 9 turns to 11. This is 2018. 8 and 1 is 9, and 9 2 is 11. So that's when everything's going to really get started. So I encourage you at this particular time to start learning how to grow something. If it ain't nothing but seeds in a pot, put some seeds in a pot to grow your seasoning, just to get started, teach your children how to grow stuff, you know. Start switching from using so much gas and start switching to using more electricity. Learn how to make solar panels. You can go on the Internet. They'll give you the stuff for solar panels. You can get it for free off YouTube. They'll show you how to make solar panels and stuff like that for your house. If you're going to make sure you have a working generator in your house and make sure you have a place put aside where you can put water and canned goods and different dry foods and stuff like that there for in case of emergencies and things like that there. Now, when you make this place, don't put it low. Put it high, you know, unless you can put it low where you can secure it so the water can't seep in the flood or something like that there where you cover with oxygen and all that. But that's quite expensive. But I'm just saying, start thinking in terms of growing your own food and start learning how to grow stuff, because after 2018, around 2018, it's going to really get rough. You notice that the big supermarkets closing, they're taking food out of the areas, you know, and it's going to get pretty rough, you know, especially with everything that's going on. So I'm just admonishing you to start thinking about it. And if you buy a generator, the generators that run off gas and propane, they're going to be coming up pretty cheap. Because I bought a 5,000-watt generator for like $500, $600, which is pretty cheap. They used to be $1,800, $1,900, because people are starting to switch to solar generators. Now, the solar generators are costing $2,000. But pretty soon, once the solar generators catch on, people are going to buy more solar generators, because when an emergency hit, you can't get no gas. You can't buy gas for your generator, you know. So you're going to need something. Everything has to be dealing with solar, and you have to start thinking along those lines and start switching over to solar, okay? And you can grow the plants inside. You can also make small solar panels that will put energy into the plants in the house without the use of the sun. You can do that as well, you know. But you need to start thinking about this. Start ordering some seeds. They got seeds that you can buy that's good for 4 or 5 years, you know. Just start buying little things. A friend of mine, he showed my brother Matt, to be truthful, he showed me how to grow sweet potatoes in a trash bag. I mean, that was amazing for me, you know, because I'm not the farmer type. So there are so many ways that you can start doing things and start getting yourself ready for what's going on. Do you know that they passed a law that is the Bush administration? It's against the law for you to grow food and stuff in your yard and on your lawn. It's actually, they're not enforcing the law. They're not enforcing the law, but the law is there. I got about 90 seconds. all of you who are on the line, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it. We're dropping a message. That's all I am. I'm just a messenger. I'm just here to give you a message, okay? it's your brother. I'm trying to give you what information I can so that we can understand and overstand, however you want to say it, so we can deal with what's going on in society. I really wanted everybody to have a different thought process on natural law, so that you'll know what natural law actually is. They're talking about it all the time of all airways, but nobody really taking the time to actually break it down. Energy in motion, okay, the measurement of energy in motion is natural law. And God has the right to put energy in motion, all right? So that's what's going on. The founding fathers knew that you had the right as God, that's why they called you sovereign, as God, to put energy in motion. And remember, your children are your energy in motion, and you have to block them and keep people from breaking their law by interfering with your children, all right? I only have a few seconds left, so once again, I'd like to thank everybody for being on the line, and I appreciate you calling in and letting me know that I'm not alone out here, that this message is not falling on deaf ears. So just remember, love is the act that makes others feel good. Love somebody today. and put a Kool-Aid smile on their face, like you put a Kool-Aid smile on my face when you call in. I appreciate you. Peace.
Thank you. Peace. Peace first.